I fully support and have co-signed this motion, and I would particularly like to highlight the motion's calls on the government to permanently reinstate a lower 9% VAT rate on food sales in Ireland, to recognise the critical contribution of the food sector and prioritise the protection and sustainability of the sector as well. And I fail to see what the reason is behind not doing it, and it seems to be basically the difficulties around administration and how the revenue would actually manage it and that as well. And I don't think that's a good enough reason to actually not do something, especially something that could make a huge difference to the viability of many businesses across Ireland, rural and urban. There is no doubt that the food sector has faced countless pressures over the last 5 years, between adapting during the COVID-19 pandemic and all the requirements that came with it, and the current cost of living crisis we are facing as well. Restaurants and cafes are feeling the pressure. They are struggling to continue trading with the rising cost of electricity, gas, food and supplies, and they are forced to face the full impact of rising prices alone. Many are facing potential closure, and some have already been forced to close. My constituency of Donegal has seen many closures over the last few years, and it is truly devastating to see it. I raised this same issue 2 years ago when a local business in Killybegs was forced to close due to rising costs at that time, including a 50% rise in cooking oil costs, a 70% rise in beef, a 78% rise in dairy produce, and a 90% rise in chicken costs. It is rising costs like these that the food sector is finding it difficult to recover from, and this is before adding energy bills on top of it. 2 years later, in southwest Donegal, has seen many more closures, most recently the closure of a well-loved family-run restaurant in Ardrath 3 days ago. The restaurant stated, "Unfortunately, with the difficulties facing the hospitality industry at the moment and spiralling costs, it has simply become unsustainable for us to continue." This is another devastating blow for Ardrath and southwest Donegal, and it seems that soon there will be nowhere left to eat if things keep going the way they're going. The industry is drowning, Minister, and your government needs to recognise this and do something about it before it's too late. And really, it is already too late for so many businesses. I am particularly concerned that rural towns that rely on seasonal work, like Killybegs, where most of the employment in the area is seasonal, Killybegs relies on the food sector for seasonal employment outside of the fishing business, and the fact that the fishing sector only provides seasonal employment as well, so between the two of them, there is some employment about. And the fishing industry is getting shorter and shorter each year due to a continuous decrease in fishing quotas. Towns in southwest Donegal are barely getting by as it is with such limited employment in the area. More closures will decimate the area completely and will force more immigration and more pressure on the cities, which is already experiencing immense pressure. And the small business and small food sector is growing and can has the potential to grow if there's a bit of support there, and that's what's vitally important. They're not looking for massive handouts or anything out there, and there's many places can develop and will develop with a bit of support, and that's the key to it. The food sector is severely struggling in cities too. I have talked to business owners in Letterkenny who are also struggling to make ends meet and dread the ever-increasing bills. This is not the way it should be. People shouldn't be living their lives under this much stress, especially when they play such a vital part in our towns and cities. They should be appreciated and supported, not bled dry. The food sector plays an essential role in our economy, but it also plays a very important cultural role. Tourism is important and contributes hugely to our economy, but I don't believe in catering for our economy, culture and a way of life solely towards visitors. The everyday lives of Irish people deserve to be valued just as much as this government values tourism. Our citizens deserve to live a good life in Ireland, a country that is wealthy and has the resources necessary to ensure that every single person who lives here has a happy and fulfilling life. Isn't that what we should all be striving for? Our food culture and our restaurant culture is an important part of that. Supporting people to be innovative and entrepreneurial in their communities is part of that as well. Restaurateurs know the risk of setting up and doing business in the economy, and yet they do it anyway. They do it to provide a service to their community, to bring life and culture to the towns and cities, even when it's not the easy thing to do, the hours long and the work stressful. I think we could all take inspiration in many ways of the small businesses who try it anyway. And the government could definitely take inspiration in striving to support communities and better lives and opportunities for the people of this country. Many will survive and grow with a little support. And that is what is needed, a small bit of support and endorsement and belief in what they're actually doing. And in many ways, I know the government has offered support through the councils, and that ratepayers have to be up to date with their rates and everything out there. And very often, when businesses get into bother, the first thing that they stop is the rates. because they feel that, and that's, and because it's not, I suppose, an urgent cost in terms of you want to keep. There's no point being up to date with your rates if your light isn't on, and that's the reality. So a lot of businesses can't actually qualify for those supports that are there and available at the minute, and that is a problem. And we need to get to the age where we're supporting businesses to actually be able to pay their rates at a later stage and grow their business so that they'll be positioned to do that, rather than making sure that full up-to-date ratepayers are the ones that are benefiting from it. And I think that is important. And it's a small change that might make a huge difference, Minister, to actually how businesses can survive in that as well. And I know it's necessary that businesses will be meeting their costs and stuff like that, but I think they prioritise the costs that they can afford and the costs that are necessary to keep open. And if we keep them open, then we can get those other costs from them as well. And I think that's vitally important. I support this motion.